This BS I hear about attraction and promotion, whoever invented that? This is the greatest promotion job in the world, and you better believe it. Who's going to be attracted to come to a bunch of drunks? This is a lot of hogwash. The attraction comes after we are meet and are together. But no drunk way out here is going to read some newspaper and be attracted to us or think that because somebody says there's a button, find a bunch of drunks down here that are sober, go meet them. You ain't coming down here. This is a sales job. I can say this without fear of any criticism because, brothers and sisters, when I came in this thing, I had to sell this. If I didn't, there wouldn't be any guys here. I wouldn't have had any group in Cleveland. I got some guys from Cleveland who will tell you this. They know me. They know what happened. They were in soon enough after I came in to know this. I was out. I bothered everybody about this thing. I went down this bar stool hopping and dragging guys out of saloons and out of this and out of that. I did everything, tried to get my first rummy. I never felt I'd really belong to this fellowship till I'd sponsored someone. And it took me a long, long time before I got my first man, too. And when I did, I got him because I had a message to carry. That's why. It took me 7 long months of fruitless effort and disappointments before I got my first man in AA. 7 months. And I talked to hundreds of them. But why? What's my job when I come out there? I feel something for that guy. I am not a professional, but I have a feeling for him, that guy or that gal that I'm out there to work on. And I have a feeling for them that I have for nobody else. And I don't care who he is or how or what condition he's in or what side of the track he came from. Anything about that, it means nothing to me. He's an alcoholic. There's something that goes between us. And this happens so many times. We were talking about this last night. I'm invited to go out different places to make talks like I'm here. I can remember a couple instances that happened just this summer, this year. I went to Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Who ever heard of that place?